Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Access Point podcast, a podcast dedicated to video game discovery and telling the stories of the people who make them. My name is Richard Marsh, and with me as my co-host, as always, is going to be Stuart McKay from Get Indie Gaming. Hello, Stuart.
Hello. I'm sorry, we crashed the vocal there. First thing on the very first podcast is to do something you never do on podcasts, is to crash the vocal. How you doing? And firstly, I just want to say, dear viewers, well, it's not viewers, is it really? Because it's listeners for now. That's an old hang up there from my days on YouTube. And it's a pleasure to be with you here today, Richard, across the channel, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long time coming, this podcast. And
it has.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see where it goes.
Well, I mean, I've been looking at doing a podcast for the best part of 2 to 3 years. I've done it solo. I've had people before. I had a podcast. It was called the Get Indie Gaming Podcast. But I didn't really find the niche in what I wanted to do. And I think we have it here. I think we've got it in what we're planning to do with this what's really a pilot episode one, where we just introduce who we are, what we're doing, and where the podcast is going to go.
Yeah, I mean, we've had several questions already since we announced the podcast was coming. So we thought this was a perfect chance to just go through those 6 or 7 questions we've had, give you all the answers, and then set you up for the rest of the future
shows. I think you and I both have been, I'm not going to say inundated, because that's a slightly opaque word, but plenty of people certainly were asking me. I've had a fair number of emails saying, are you stopping YouTube? Because I have had a 6-week break. Now, I tend to take a break every year for between 2 to 3 to 4 weeks. Although this time I just took a slightly extended one due to falling off my bike, which was a little bit silly. And I got a little bit sick as well. So, but I'm back to decent health at the moment. And so we're here, we're back. And this is the first episode.
Okay, so let's start. Before we go into all the questions, let's start off with who we are. So would you like to go first? I'm sure you don't need any introduction to anyone into video games, or especially indie games.
I mean, I am Get Indie Gaming, also Stuart McKay. I've been running the channel for a little over 5 years, and I've been using it, as I hope we use this podcast, as a vehicle for a video game, or more specifically, on the channel at least, independent video game discovery. It's done quite well. I'm 117,000 subscribers on YouTube at the moment, as we are here on the 6th of October, coming up to 13 or so million views, and things are ticking along quite nicely. And now just felt like a great time to add a podcast on top of that content. So don't worry, Get Indie Gaming isn't going anywhere. I just wanted to chat with you, Richard, about not only indie games, but about other games that might not reach people's ears, so to speak. And I think we have a vehicle here to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, and again, congratulations on the channel growth. I mean, 117,000 is amazing.
Yeah, many thanks. I have the silver play button, which yes, I managed to do. I did an unboxing, a live stream. I've started to do more and more live streams, and people who watched it, I unboxed it. I did the whole, here it is, it looks brilliant, thank you very much, YouTube. And then just casually put it to the side of me where I was. And as I was mid-discussion, it slowly fell off the shelf that I put it on and landed. So now there is a beautiful dent slap bang in the middle of my Silver Play Award, which is a tragic thing. However, I will never forget the situation in which it happened, which was on a live stream. And it just made me laugh and laugh. And that's a memory I'll have forever. But yes, I do have the Silver Play button. Doubt I'll ever get the golden one, but I can but hope. A million just seems a long, long way away.
Yeah, it was. I watched that live stream. It was a beautiful moment of tragedy. But now you have a unique play button. So there you go.
I do, and it's more unique as well at the moment, because I left it on top of the radiator the other day.
Oh my
and
god!
My wife, we decided to test the radiator because it's coming up in the northern hemisphere. We're going into the winter, and we did that. Let's just test the heating because it's not been on for 6 months. It's probably broken. So we fired it up, and I came in and the bottom is now slightly melted the bit, I don't think it's metal. I think it's a kind of plastic, but hey-ho, it's a piece of equipment that now has a dent and a slightly burnt backside to it. So there's my Silver Play button in a nutshell.
You're a monster. I think that's
Well, it's something that I can see it behind me. This is a great podcast when I say, oh, look at this.
Look at this.
It's like on the radio when they do tennis. It's just trying to visualize it. It just doesn't work. So, yeah, I think to answer the question, we're not just covering indie games, but more on that later because, I mean, over to you, Richard, as introductions for you.
Yeah, well, like I said, my name's Richard Marsh, and I've been a game player for, as you have, for forever, basically. I don't even know. I can't even put a date on it anymore. So I've just always been a player of all sorts of games for my whole life. And I've been covering games mainly on YouTube and Twitch, so doing live streams. I prefer the live streams to the more recorded content myself. So I like the interactivity of people. I love multiplayer games. I love playing with a group of friends shouting at each other over the internet. Yeah. Nothing better than that.
No, I totally agree. Couch co-op for me as well is one of the best and the highest points of gaming, which is why we cover so much indie game couch co-op here on Get Indie Gaming. So to do that, we have to do that at some point in the future when we're allowed.
Absolutely.
Overseas.
So I've just started creating. I've been doing YouTube videos and Twitch for the last sort of 4 or 5 years now. And my channel is Indie Gamiacs because I love indie games. I love the idea of indie games, of building a business, and the journey that developers have to go through to create a game. It's fascinating. And that's where I'm coming from. I just really enjoy indie games. But like we said, we're not just covering indie games. So we're going to be doing all sorts because I don't just play indie games. I play everything.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's one of the questions we always get here is, do you only play indie games? And we've had the discussion in the last couple of weeks where I've played 16, maybe even 20 hours of Deathloop. I've played it over and over again. I finally got all three endings. And it's the game that I've played the most on my PS5, which I was so lucky to get. But I was only allowed to get it if I could find a way of hiding it.
Nice.
Because it's such a monstrosity, in my humble opinion, of design. I can see why people like it. For me, it's just huge. So it's hidden behind the TV. And I've just played an awful lot of that. And people will only think we only ever play indie games. That's all we ever play. But no, we play everything out there. And I think it's important that we do because we get to understand the whole sphere of what's going on. It's so easy just to kind of dig yourself down into the indie game world where there is an awful lot to look at, shall we say.
Absolutely.
One of the things I think we've both agreed with this podcast is it's about indie game discoverability because there are hundreds of games released each week. Yep. There is so much shovelware. There is so much asset flips that part of us, what we're doing here is shining a light on the games that we think people really should be looking at and giving indie developers a little bit of a nudge and again, it's a showcase. It's about discoverability and access to games that we think people should play. So that's where we are. But not just games. Did you want to chat about where we're going with telling the stories that we mentioned in the intro?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be inviting people onto the podcast occasionally. Not we don't have guests all the time, but we want to invite people on the podcast who are not just developers. We really want to get involved with the community of game development. So that means voice actors, that means story writers, anybody, artists, anybody who's involved in creating games, because they are part of the story of games. And that is
100%. Even I'm really interested as well in some of the business development side of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of how games go from the vision in a developer's head to actually getting out onto the Steam homepages, the Epics, the ID at Xboxes, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. I'd love to be able to give a window into the wider games industry. Again, not just developers, but from time to time, I'm sure we'll be able to chat to a few here.
Yeah.
But yeah, legal people, voiceover people, PR, all that sort of stuff. Again, it's telling the stories of the people who make these games. And people make the games if they're not just developers. I think that's key. That's key vision here with Access Point.
Absolutely. And that, hence the name.
Name indeed.
That's where the name comes from. So,
how many weeks did we spend coming up with the name for this podcast?
Quite a few.
I think it was maybe 3 or 4. it was an abject lesson in paralysis by analysis where we just went over and over and over and over. And again, coming up with a logo, we went over and above. And then I just said, you know what? Let's be super smooth, super minimalist.
Yeah.
And after spending weeks, I did a logo in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that'll do. Great. Perfect.
There we are. That's fine. That's up and running. Access Point. I think it's a great name as well. And soon the accesspoint.gg website's up and running. We've got that rather wonderful domain.
Yes, we do.
And their website will be launching within the next couple of weeks once we've done maybe one, maybe two podcasts. So again, that will be, we'll figure out what we're going to do with that site in the next week or so.
Yeah. We have had the question about, is this podcast going to be audio or video or both?
Yes.
And I think what we've decided is it's going to be mainly audio. It's an audio podcast. That's what it is. But we are looking to do some video specials.
Indeed. Video specials. I mean, obviously the big ones, the Game of the Year awards, that sort of stuff. Plus, as and when we can do some coverage from events, maybe at some point we can try and tie in with an event organizer to do something from there in an official or maybe unofficial capacity. But I know you're going to EGX in the next day or so. I'd love to be there, but I can't due to illness and having broken collarbone recently, having fallen off my bike. And I just don't fancy a trade show floor with a busted collarbone or flying there because I'm not based in the UK. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, EGX is tomorrow as recording this. And providing all the weird stuff happens okay, then I should be going.
Lateral flow testing.
Yes, yeah, all that. If it all works out, then I will be there on the Thursday.
It's actually, I was looking at what they're doing in terms of keeping people safe. They have a dedicated site on the EGX website. It seems fully comprehensive. Lateral flow tests in, double jabbed, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I think actually my double jab certificate wouldn't be recognized by EGX looking at this website that I've got in front of me now, which is a thing. I am double jabbed, but we'll have to see. Anyway, I'm not flying in. I'm staying here, and I will miss it because I love EGX. Although it's a little bit weird, to know that the EGX at the Excel was a Nightingale Hospital until 6 or so months ago. So
yeah, uh-oh.
But let's leave that there. So speaking of EGX, you're going to be very busy for the next day or so. I hope you're getting your steps in. You'll be wearing a nice step counter, because I think last time I went, I did 25,000 steps on average each day.
Oh, man.
So I think this is a good time to wrap up this intro show, to let you go away and get your head into the EGX website to discover what it is you're going to be playing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm mainly going to be spending my time charging batteries is what I'll be doing for my camera.
Oh, yes. You're filming it, aren't you?
Yeah.
We can discuss that next time when we meet. I mean, we're trying to do a weekly podcast here for between, say, 30 or 40 minutes in series. So we'll be doing from now until the end of the year, taking a little break in the early 2022, but keeping a regular cadence of shows as we build Access Point into something, hopefully, that will be your first point of call for all things video game podcast as we go forward.
And where can people contact the show if they want to keep in up to date with everything?
For now, the best place is via the Twitter feed, which is accesspointgg. In the next couple of weeks, we'll have a website up and running. Again, it's accesspoint.gg. There's a contact page on the website, which people can use, and that'll be live, I'd say this time next week.
Perfect. Okay, well, been awesome talking to you, Stuart. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks for your time today. I've really enjoyed it too. As a preamble into where we're going with this, it's been a fine little chat.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. And we look forward to connecting with you all in the future episodes.
Agreed. All the best. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you all again here soon.
Goodbye.